Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahunt. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. I am your host, Ava Muhammad. Welcome back to Elevated Places. It is a great blessing to be with you once again. And, of course, we are live on blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. We are pleased to be streaming live on WKBOL 100.1 FM in Waterloo, Iowa. And KBOL also carries the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Time and What Must Be Done series. And they invite you to hear Torchlight with Brother Michael Muhammad on Fridays at 11:30 a.m. Central, 12:30 Eastern. And we are grateful to have the opportunity to host Elevated Places live every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern, on the Talk of Chicago, the legendary WVON radio, 1690 AM on your dial. We also stream live on WVON.com, and you can download the iHeart app free. Just download it on your smartphone or your tablet, and you can listen to WVON anytime. And finally, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Ava Muhammad. I certainly love the discussions with you, and I love reading your comments. And, of course, Elevated Places is about you. You're not just the listener. You are also the reason that this program exists. It is a forum for all of us to engage in open and intelligent discussion. And, of course, always the conversation centers around freedom, justice, and equality, which must include economic independence and self-determination for the 40-plus million descendants of slaves here in North America. And so we always invite you, everyone who logs in or listens in, to participate in this conversation. Call us at 347-324-5091. That's 347-324-5091. Now, of course, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan delivered Part 49 of The Time and What Must Be Done. Separation, Independence, Continued is that episode. And that, too, was brand new. He just recorded it. Now, before I go further into the program and bring in my beloved co-host and Elevated Places analyst and contributor, I want to extend prayers to the family of our beloved sister Karen Rockman, who is the daughter of Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad, one of the great, great soldiers and warriors of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and one who has stood firmly with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Sister Karen Rockman passed away last Sunday, and the services will be tomorrow. I would just say briefly that on behalf of my family and, of course, my husband, Brother Darius, and I, we did not know Sister Karen extremely well, but the times that we were able to encounter her and spend a moment with her, I say to you that, and this is the utmost truth, that this was such a beautiful Muslim woman in her own right who gave so much to the Nation of Islam and serviced us in so many ways, not the least of which is what I carry in my memory. And that is, as Brother Darius and I were talking about the other day, she was a sister that when she came in the room, it just lit the room up. And I don't say that just to say it. It's only because it's true. Not only physically beautiful, but spiritually beautiful. And each and every time I saw her, the last time being just a few months ago, she came to Chicago. And as always, helping the Nation of Islam, she came to a meeting of the Executive Council to share with us a project that she was doing successfully in Phoenix, Arizona, and that we could also do in Chicago. And then, as always, she was every inch the MGT. And so she will be greatly, greatly missed. This is a very difficult time for all of us. And, again, our prayers go out to the entire family and extended family of Sister Karen Rockman. Of course, I am joined this evening, as always, and feel blessed to have my brothers, Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host, and Brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, who is our analyst and contributor. Later in the program, we're going to ask you to take part. We're going to give you an email address, and we want you to get in touch with us to give us feedback on Elevated Places. Elevated Places is in its third year. It will be the fourth coming soon. And we want to know how we're doing and what we can do to make the program better. And the way to do that is to get feedback from you. So later on in the program, we'll be giving you some information so that we can call you, talk to you, and see just what your thoughts are on what you like, what you don't like, what you think we could do to improve, because, again, this program is about you. So let's go to some very, very profound events are occurring, and there's no one better than Brother Terrence Muhammad to bring those to us. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaykum salam. It is an honor and a pleasure to be back once again at Elevated Places, and I'm going to try to move through this, but we have a lot to cover tonight.
Yes, sir.
So, to start off with, we want to remind everybody to go to Dean, D-E-E-N, IntensiveAcademy.com, Dean IntensiveAcademy.com. They're hosting it in Houston. It started today, so you want to make sure you make your way out to Houston, Texas, to hear the wonderful Islamic scholars, Brother Jalil, Brother Siraj, a whole host, Brother Sultan, just a whole host of brothers and sisters speaking about our faith and the deen and the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Houston, Texas, this weekend at the Deen Intensive Academy, the one they held during the March on Washington the same weekend, so you don't want to miss that. Also, I don't know about you, but Pope Francis is kind of getting strong. You know, he just recently made his statement about Christmas, and he said he wanted people to say no to greed, say no to luxury, say no to pride, and to humble yourselves. And I was like, okay, Pope, you might get a check mark for that. And he said that Jesus is God amongst us. He said Jesus is God with us. And I said, you're not too far off with that.
I know that's right.
I know a man. So, you know, I was like, okay, Pope Francis, you know, I don't know if it's where you come from, South America, but you teach it kind of strong. So
mm-hmm.
we want to wait to see the developments of our of the Pope, Pope Francis. Also, you don't want to miss, and I hope that you caught, and if you didn't catch that Brother Nuri last
oh.
Sunday talking about this holiday coming up, Christmas, you need to go hear him. After you hear him, there will be no man coming down in nobody's chimney, and you can go to NOI.org to see that. But if you enjoy Brother Nuri, and if you want to check him out, check him out, but you cannot miss this Sunday. So I want you to go get your seatbelt, strap yourself in at a local mosque or study group near you, because Sister Ava will be taking a rostrum this Sunday at Mosque Marion, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern at NOI.org. She will be the host lecturer at Mosque Marion, and you do not want to miss that powerful lecture. So I got some of the announcements out the way. We want to make sure that people keep aware of what's going on in Detroit. I know the chief of police in Detroit said that he wants to work with the Nation of Islam. He's been making a lot of raids on homes, and it's in the newspaper about trying to clean up Detroit. So start looking and paying attention and seeing the collaboration that hopefully he will make, as he said, with the Nation of Islam to clean up the streets of Detroit. Also, there was a wonderful town hall. I want to thank Brother Malik Zula Shabazz of the Black Lawyers for Justice. He put on an event at the wonderful Union Temple Baptist Church held, led by Reverend Willie Wilson. Our brother Malik Farrakhan, Cease Fire, Don't Smoke the Brothers, and our own student minister Abdul Qadir, the Mid-Atlanta Regional Representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, had a town hall meeting at the church this past Saturday of over 500, or nearly 500 people, and they was really discussing regentrification, bankruptcy, crime, youth in D.C., and it just let me know, as I talked about the home town hall in Detroit, that our people are suffering and our people need an answer. And our wonderful brother, Brother Abdul Qadir Muhammad, mentioned the economic blueprint of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because we know Islam comes after everything else fell, and Islam is a whole way of life and a system.
Right.
So I just want to let us know that our people are really hurting and suffering out here, and they had a chance to voice their opinion. So I've been to Detroit, I've been to D.C., and we got issues in North Carolina, and I know it's all across the country. So we want to make sure that we are supporting the economic blueprint of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Also, we want to thank our brother, Brother Rashad Muhammad of the E-Team, security team of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who spoke at Mosque No. 4 this past Sunday. And he just bore witness to the majesty and the beauty of Minister Farrakhan. And he just talked about his love, and he talked about all of us having to love. If you don't have love for our people, then you're not with Minister Farrakhan. And that we all must not just quote Minister Farrakhan, but walk in his walk and live the life that he is living and do the work of loving humanity and obeying the law of God. We thank him for his testimony walking with our minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And almost, or maybe last but not least, the controversy of Kanye West.
Kanye West,
and I posted on Facebook and I tweeted it out a while back. I said, Kanye West is not crazy. When he was on The Breakfast Club and when he was on Sway in the Morning, and he was like, Sway, you don't have all the answers. And he was talking about the Jewish influence on the design world. And Kanye made some bold statements. And, of course, after Kanye made those statements, the ADL came after Kanye. And they wanted him to, of course, apologize. And we know the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the defender of all people, and especially our brothers in the hip-hop community. And he told Kanye West not to bow down to Jewish pressure. So Kanye West, on his Yeezus tour in Chicago, he came out, and you can see it on YouTube, and he talked about how Minister Farrakhan told him not to bow down. And he made that statement. He said, I love Jay-Z and I love Oprah, but I'm not them.
So that's right.
Kanye West is saying that I'm not like them, and I'm listening to Minister Farrakhan, and I will not bow down to Jewish pressure. So I give big props to our brother Kanye West. But it added on that Nets' Peter Rosenberg of Hot 97 had some comments about Minister Farrakhan staying out of the situation with the ADL and Kanye West. And this is on allhiphop.com. And it's also his program manager had some words to say, and they had a little thing they played on Hot 97, acting like the minister was on the phone, and he was saying some anti-Semitic stuff, you know. And you know, it was Ebro Darden, yeah, E-B-R-O, that's the program director. So our student representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, New York Brother Abdul Hafiz, quickly made a phone call to the radio station and with excellent words made them mop up. He mopped up the floor with them. He corrected them. He talked about the beauty of Minister Farrakhan. He did not let them inch out any way of the situation, but he did it out of love. And our brother Peter Rosenberg, he loves the minister. He likes the minister. He has friends in the nation. But our brother Abdul Hafiz defended the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He didn't allow him to even give him an inch where he said, well, you know, you got to admit some of the things Minister Farrakhan has said is anti-Semitic. And Brother Hafiz said, no, sir, not one thing. He does not hate anyone. And everything that he said is the truth. So I just want to thank you, and I thank Kanye West for standing up. Well, it's going to get heated, so you better not miss this Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And hear Dr. Ava Muhammad and tweet her at Dr. Ava Muhammad for more, because it's going to be a powerhouse lecture. She's going to just let it all out, because it's 'tis the season, and we must have and let you know the time and what must be done.
All praise is due to Allah. Well, we're going to move into the content of the program. And as we move into Minister Farrakhan's subject this past Saturday, he addressed colonization. And that is really, really critical and connected really to everything that you just said, Brother Terrence, including the pressure being placed on our brother, Kanye West, and the continuing arrogance of the Jewish leadership and white America in general to determine who, when, where, and how black people should communicate. You know, to make statements to say Minister Farrakhan should not involve himself, et cetera. This is the continuing slave master white superiority, black inferiority syndrome. And I think that in the wake of the death of Nelson Mandela, which brought back to the forefront apartheid and the slowness in South Africa of black people to manifest any change in their condition, just as over here in the United States, if there's been any change in our condition, it has been for the worse. We have actually declined in the years since President Obama took office, and that is not without a reason. So, of course, we need to talk about the time that we're in and take guidance from the one man who has direction for us, Minister Farrakhan, as to what we need to do. But I did want, Dr. Ridgely, for you to briefly talk about an article. It was a short article that I read today that you wrote about Brother Mandela. I just think it's important that we reference it, because oftentimes in analyzing or reflecting on the life of a freedom fighter, particularly decades later, we may be flawed in our view as to what that man or woman should have done at that hour when their leadership was at its peak. And I thought it was very enlightening what you offered, because there are many that say, well, you know, when Brother Mandela came out of prison, he should have gone to war with the white invaders. And you had what I thought was a very insightful article on that. And by the way, assalamu alaikum. Dr. Ridgely?
I think I heard him earlier, but I'm not sure where
he's
gone.
Yeah, his mic is open. He may have gone on mute, but we'll have him come back. And in the meantime, I'm going to lift some words from the Separation Independence message that Minister Farrakhan gave this past Saturday. And I'll start with this. I'm just lifting it. It's very important that you see and hear this message yourself. The definition of colonize means to send a group of settlers to a place and establish control over it, come to settle and establish political control over the indigenous people of an area, to appropriate a place or domain for one's own use. Is it an accident, he then asked, that everywhere you find black people in America, you find us living in an area appropriated to us by that which has the power to do so? So we have been effectively colonized without giving us anything like Thomas Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln desired us to have. And I'm going to just say parenthetically that earlier in the talk and in previous talks, Minister Farrakhan has been giving us the actual history of the United States and slavery that we're not getting in these schools, that it was the view of Thomas Jefferson and the view of Abraham Lincoln. They felt the morally correct thing to do, and they said it and tried to do, was to have black people separate. Abraham Lincoln offered black leaders land that had access to the sea, was fertile, and that land that he offered and was declined is now the area or country that is called Panama. And so I'm saying that to say, brothers and sisters, the idea of separation did not spring from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, and it is certainly not a hate concept, or nor does it come out of a hatred for a people. It comes out of the desire for what we are justly entitled to, which is freedom, independence, and self-sufficiency. So the minister goes on to say, we have been effectively colonized without giving us anything like Thomas Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln desired for us, which was land. He says, quote, we live in an appropriated area under the control of the whites through black preachers, politicians, and business people that white people control. They gerrymander us. Sorry about that. They gerrymander us. He says, what is gerrymandering? In politics, it is, quote, the dividing of a state, a county, into election districts so as to give one political party a majority in many districts while concentrating the voting strength of the other into as few districts as possible. That is part of the incremental, incidental colonization of us. You redraw districts to take power from and give power to. Many colonies in Africa, the Caribbean, and Central America were gifted their freedom, except Haiti, who fought for and won their own freedom. So when your slave master gifts you something, be careful that it is not a Trojan horse. Is it something that has in it something that will overcome you and eventually keep you in a colonized state? Black people's condition in Africa, the Caribbean, and Central America is nothing more than a colony of blacks subjected to the whim or will of outside forces. So you are separate, but very, very unequal. Now your desire is to integrate into the major colonial power, not completely separate from them. And so, brothers and sisters, you know, oft times, and I think pretty much across the board, when we think about colonizing, we tend to think of the first definition that the minister gave, which is a foreign element coming into a land that is occupied, already occupied by the indigenous people of that land, and then forcing themselves in and over that people. And that is one aspect of colonization. But we have to realize, even though we are not from North America, and neither are they, neither are white people, the aboriginal people of this part of the planet are the red people, original people, the so-called Native Americans. But the point is, even though we were kidnapped and brought here as slaves, post-slavery, we did not become free, justified, and equal, and we absolutely are not citizens. What we are, as he just explained so beautifully, we are colonized here. And if anybody refutes that, just ask them to think about the ghettos of America and think about every single community that black people live in, even if it is an upscale, middle-class community, such as many of the suburbs in Atlanta, Prince George's County, and all these places. None of these places are self-sufficient. The residents have to go to the white man for their needs. Yes, sir.
No, and I was just going to add on to what you were saying, and it's very powerful as you were reading the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and as we're looking at the current elections coming up. You know, one of the things, and I want to just go back to something Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz said this past Saturday. He said in Africa they hit the drums, and they said there's one white man, and next thing you know, there was two white men, and next thing you know, the Africans had the Bible, and they had the land, and we was in slavery. And he said it happened to the natives. They saw one white man, they saw two white men, and next thing you know, they were off the land into reservations. So what has happened now in this current 21st century? We used to know Harlem as Black Harlem, but they saw one white man, Bill Clinton. He came into the neighborhood, and now Harlem is not the Harlem that we once knew. So we're seeing the same methodology in colonialism going on in the black communities, and the same conversation, the same words that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is talking about is happening in Chocolate City, called Washington, D.C., where they're moving folks out, they're moving into the neighborhoods, and the black people are moving out. And one of the things Brother Malik said, you must keep real estate, and that's why this economic blueprint is so important, because people are coming in and moving us out. So when we look at the issue of crime and violence, they want crime and violence in our neighborhoods, drugs and guns,
exactly,
so that the property value can go down. And just like Detroit, now as Detroit looks like it's bankrupt and going down, people are quietly going in and buying up Detroit. So it won't be Motown Detroit. It will be whoever buys up Detroit. And that's why the minister is wise in going in there before the vultures come and take up everything and try to build something, and it would not be what it used to be.
I am so glad you brought that up, because Detroit is actually probably the largest single displacement of black people that has taken place in recent history. And as you noted, which I think is an excellent in-your-face example, Harlem, New York, which was noted and was famous for cultural development and a place where black people could engage in the way of life that we desire to have that is reflective of our thinking at a particular period in history. And if you go back into Harlem, New York, if you go back into Detroit and their history, Atlanta, any place, wherever you find us, it's going to be a place that at one point was occupied by white people. You know, you don't build a ghetto from the ground up. You know, black people don't walk out and say, well, let's build a ghetto here, okay?
That's
let's,
right.
Let's develop a place that is run down and make sure there are plenty of empty lots and debris and trash. The very fact that what is called ghettos, and in the term ghetto, crucial to that is the absence of ownership. We're always in places that, for a particular period of time, white people find it undesirable. And so they leave it, and then they sell it to us or rent it to us at exorbitant rates. Bronzeville in Chicago, Illinois, the same thing is happening there, the euphemism, so-called gentrification, which is nothing but an execution of what the minister just described, appropriating and giving to us that which the white power structure decides they want us to have. We have
That's right.
never lived anywhere except where they have permitted us to live. We don't choose these areas. But what happens is we come in these areas and oftentimes they evolve into something desirable, such as Harlem, such as Bronzeville in Chicago, and then they get tired of, or for various reasons, they decide they want it back. And as you said, Brother Terrence, then here comes the crime. Here come the drugs. Here comes the justification for changing over the population. And so we have got to stop allowing ourselves to be pushed around like a pile of dust, as the minister has taught. And that's why colonization is so important, because we're living this appropriation and displacement right as we speak.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so we've got callers lining up. And we've got caller is on. By the way, our dear sister LaDonna has some family matters that she's tending to, so I'm handling the switchboard. So as usual, it may not be a pretty sight, but I'm calling the 623. Open up the mic on the 623 area code. You are live on Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Barbara, and I'd like to give the greetings to everyone.
Oh, good to have you on. Walaikum salam, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see if Brother Ridley, did he receive the email I sent to him about this website called the World of Truth? And in that report, there's the Hallett report, Hallett. Report, Hallett. I was suggesting that he would listen to part 3, 4, and 5. And in that report, they're talking about the history of the British Empire and how that monarchy and how that relates to America. And in this report, he argues that America is just a plantation of England. And again, that website to go to is www.theworldoftruth.net. And I thank you also, Sister Ava, you could get, you would might enjoy listening to that same report. It's one through six. And he also argues that Queen Elizabeth, and if you notice, you don't hear too much about Queen Elizabeth anymore. He said she has did what in essence she has she has set down from the being the Queen of England because they are not the legitimate monarchy. And so I would think you would find it very interesting. They talk about everything from how they select governments for all over America and why and for what purpose. So no one is, this man is not in jail, and he's presenting this information.
Right.
And so I would suggest that everyone who could go to theworldoftruth.net and listen to this gentleman's report. And he's a British citizen.
Oh, we really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Continue with the good work.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love you, Brother Terrence.
I love you too, sister.
And we momentarily lost Dr. Ridgely. His call dropped. He may be, you know, he's down there on the farm. And so, inshallah, he'll call us back, and we'll get that information to him. And I will look that up myself. Thank you so much, Sister Barbara. Okay, we're going to go to 704. I think that's in your area. Well, near you. That's Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think we got somebody from New York queued up too that should be ready to come on. But yeah, that is 704 is Charlotte.
Yes. Okay. 704, you are live on Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Jacqueline.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd like to send a special hello out to Brother Terrence. No, not like that.
No, she's a world-renowned Aggie Pride in the house. She's a former North Carolina A&T State University student, and now she's an MGT Vanguard. No, we worldwide, A&T.
Yes, well, I listened to the show. I'm just honored that you I was able to come on. But I listen to the show every week, and it's always enlightening. And on the subject of them moving us around in the neighborhoods right before when we build them back up and making us start over.
Yes.
And that's how, like, my neighborhood that I grew up in is gone. But there were 18 families, 52 people, and I lived in the country, so I never really thought of it as the hood. But when I looked at the statistics of us, only 48% of us, I mean, of everyone, well, I said 48%, 52% of us made it. 48% either were murdered, died of cancer, or went in prison or were on drugs, and some of that is doubled up because some of those things lead to other things. And it's when they can get you in a community, but they still control that community, they can flood things into that community. And so I just wanted to say that when the minister said, let us separate, even though I came out of that community, I never thought of it that I was from the so-called hood as a really bad place to be.
Right.
I love everyone in it, you know. And I grew up with them in Pampers. They were good people. They were victims of outside influences. So to actually be separated from those influences and have a security where no one can come in and take it from you again, that's what we as a people need. And that's why the camaraderie between HBCU graduates is so strong, because when you finally get away from that and you're just among yourself, I don't care how bad everything may seem, just to be together is so much better to share that.
No, that's powerful insight, and that's a perfect example of what we're talking about. And hopefully the minister is inspiring and driving black people, in fact, creating an emotional crisis in black people to make us see the insanity of continuing to attempt to assimilate into this system when the behavior of the former slave masters, their children, has not changed one iota from the first day we were brought here in chains. There is a great fear of us that can never be overcome by degrees, by wealth. Again, with Brother Terrence sharing with us about Kanye, and I'm going to get more into that on Sunday, this intrusion and interference with us is never going to stop because, as Dr. Welsing has said, the genetic fear of annihilation makes it impossible for them to see us as anything other than a threat. And all of that notwithstanding, by now we should have already returned to a desire to live among ourselves, which is what you just spoke of so beautifully, the camaraderie, you know, the brother and sisterhood. And, you know, growing up, Brother Terrence, I grew up in a middle-class black community that as we moved in, and I was 3 years old when my family moved there, of course, there was the white flight from it. And growing up, by the time I went to first grade, it was predominantly black. That's how swift the turnover was. And this was a neighborhood, I'd say, probably of about 60 or 70 homes. And so I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school with the same people. We were, all of my friends were the offspring of our parents and their friends. So as a result of that, you had that generational continuity, and that neighborhood is still there. You have to, however, look at the fact that we still have to go to white people for our needs. So we didn't have our own grocery chain, our own department stores, our own gas station, all of the services and businesses, though they may be considered, quote, upscale, that surround us and are near us, are owned by white people. And at any time they decide, as he said, through gerrymandering, through laws, they can completely change the landscape at the drop of a hat. And I think it's important what he said about Negro politicians and preachers as well as white-owned businesses. That's the instrument through which these areas are controlled. See, it's through Negro preachers and politicians that the worst kind of crimes are committed against us, like environmental racism, you know, poisoning our water, things like that, creating garbage dumps, waste dumps in our neighborhood. Why is that done without accountability? Because you have that cushion in the black politician. That is why Rahm Emanuel was able in Chicago to virtually close down all of the black schools. He couldn't have done it without the help of black politicians.
That's right.
Because if they stood up against him and if they even cried out about it, but they came out offering justification for that. And that's how it's done. So I know we are looking for a call from New York, and I'm just going to go down. Hopefully this may be it. We do have a call with an unidentifiable number. Welcome to Elevated Places. You are live. Wa alaikum salam.
There's the call that we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry, my dear brother and sister, Minister Ava. I'm sorry I didn't unblock that number. But
that's
let's
all right. We got you.
And I'm telling you the 631, but I'm realizing it's blocked.
Well,
it's
let me just say
it's a pleasure to be on with you all tonight, and I've enjoyed listening to the exchange thus far and honored to join the conversation.
And let me just say to the oh, go ahead, Brother Chance.
Oh, no, go ahead.
We got to introduce you.
Yeah, that's what I'll give it a say. I called this brother today because, you know, I'm always on Facebook, on social media as I'm doing my work. And that Peter Rosenberg piece on I saw on allhiphop.com, you know, it got me all fired up. I said, I know he didn't say stay out of, you know, Minister Farrakhan. You know, I kind of got upset and tweeted, you know, why, you know, keep Minister Farrakhan out your something mouth. But, you know, next thing you know, I hear somebody's posting my brother Jasirius and Brother Abel from Chicago talking about there's a response to Rosenberg and the about what he said on Hot 97 about the minister. And next thing I know, this brother who's right now on a call, student minister, Brother Abdul Hafiz from the historic Mosque number 7. See, New York is a different kind of spirit and a different kind of energy. And we just don't take things lightly. So I'm going to just say this and I'm going to close out. Kendrick Lamar, you know, he dropped the verse that everybody was controversial and talking about. And the word in the hip-hop community was like, if you didn't do a response the day of or the next day, then if you responded 2 weeks later, that doesn't mean nothing. So I just wanted to say that Rosenberg dropped his words on the morning show, and right around the corner, not weeks later, not days later, our brother, our representative of Minister Farrakhan in New York was right on it and responded quickly. And I just thank him for calling in to the show to represent Minister Farrakhan in the hip-hop world and in New York. And he set some things straight on Hot 97. So welcome, Brother Abdul Hafiz, onto Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum once again, and it's my honor to be here, Brother Terrence, and to our wonderful host and student minister and national spokesperson for our leader, Sister Ava Muhammad. It's an honor to be with you, Queen, and greetings to your family. And that spirit of New York is right there with you, Brother Terrence, right there in Sister Ava. And in all of us in the nation, the spirit of our minister is rising up in us, and the spirit among our people to go free. As you see in Kanye West, he's speaking about generational wealth. And if we remember, the minister introduced us into a study of lawful deliberative dialogue, and he talked about legacy, and he talked about he wanted to see millionaires in the nation dealing with generational wealth. But we're taking it to a broader level now with Muhammad's economic blueprint, ending poverty and want. Can't have better generational wealth than all of our people, the 46 million, having land to feed, clothe, shelter, and produce jobs for ourselves. So it's an honor. Whenever anything about our minister, even if someone thinks that they're doing it in the best manner and we perceive properly that it is a disrespect, we should do all that we can to get to them to correct that misperception, misunderstanding, or misrepresentation, or outright lies. And so even though Rosenberg and Ebro, but Rosenberg more personally, said that he supported the truth of Minister Farrakhan and his statement supporting Kanye West, he later did a skit in Ebro also saying that he was anti-Semitic, and I'll show you how to do it. That we couldn't let go undone. I thank Brother Jermaine in New York for giving me a call. I thank the two believers who called him. And then I thank Brother Sean Muhammad, formerly out of New York but out of Atlanta, who reached out to Brother Ebro and reacquainted us, and they brought us on, and we were able to do what we were blessed to be able to do.
All praises due to Allah.
Yes.
Yes, we have to be swift in crushing falsehood. So.
That's right, Sister Ava.
Yes,
that's right. You know, and we said then when we were on our way to conduct a funeral, myself and Brother Akbar, there were two that day, and in New York, and I just told the brother, tell the protocol officer that we want to immediately get on and as soon as possible, and he sent them to the best person that could make that happen. And so, you know, Rosenberg sent me a tweet tonight. Listening, my Twitter account is at A Hafiz Muhammad, A-H-A-F-E-E-Z Muhammad, and he thanked us for being on and thank for the conversation. But our purpose, Sister Ava and Brother Terrence, was to show them that the minister has never been, can never be, anti-Semitic.
That's right.
And that the greatness of this man you can't measure. I said at the end of it that the minister is the personification of love. And when one of them exhorted that maybe the minister should not have come out at this time for Kanye, I said that Minister Farrakhan, God has raised him to a level where he sees things that others don't see on an extraordinary, and the ordinary person cannot perceive it in the way that God has made him to do so. So you have to move out of the way and let him do what it is that he's born to do. And I said, if you were telling the truth and they were coming down on you, the minister would defend you. You know,
he certainly would.
We thank Allah, and I thank Allah for the responses of the believers that may be on this call and others who've been tweeting and retweeting and Facebooking. We thank Allah for using us to defend our minister, who should be defended and represented properly by Allah.
That's right. And, you know, as it says in the December 17th issue, the final call, the article that was republished from Message to the Black Man, Not Your Brother,
mm-hmm.
by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And
yes.
One thing I've been quoting, and he says these words, quote, "We do not need soft talk when
That's
it
right.
comes to the truth.
That's right.
We need the thrust that will pull us off our knees from begging and put us on our feet as intelligent men and women, no longer dependent upon the slave master, but striving to build an independent nation of our own as others have done before us."
That's right.
And so it is right and exact that you and all of us should not hesitate to come with very blunt and pointed truth. We don't need any long, winding
right,
words
right.
like a lot of these Negro talking heads are
right.
using on cable TV, because they're so concerned with the feelings of white people.
That's right.
And how white people will process what they say, that by the time they complete a sentence, you forgot the beginning.
Indeed.
They don't want to say black. Okay, you can't talk about race. You have to find all these euphemisms to wrap everything in. We have to persist in telling our people to vote when we have exhausted the voting system.
That's right.
We've won every election you can win.
That's
from
right.
From dog catcher to president.
That's right.
And all we've done is deteriorate.
There you go. That's
and as
right,
the minister said in the current episode of Time and What Must Be Done, we're colonized.
That's right.
And
that was,
so
that was such an impeccable argument.
Mm.
I mean, if you just listen,
oh, was that awesome?
You know, people may think, Sister Ava, that, and Brother Terrence, you know, us being in the nation, we're followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we're followers of Minister Farrakhan, we serve, we represent, you know, but we have a objective mind, even as
yeah.
followers. The
That's
minister
right.
doesn't want us to be yes men and women. He wants
yes.
us to be men and women, Sister Ava. He has said to us many times, "I don't need you if you're not a thinker." So we know how
right.
to think well, and this is what we told them today. You know, when you constantly refer to the minister in these terms that are not him, you are not only disrespecting him, you're disrespecting us who are with him. And
exactly.
so the minister has made the impeccable argument for separation and independence. And so we can't hit it any harder than that, except to follow him in that ground. And as you said earlier, Sister Ava, I believe that it is moving among our people. And we have
yes.
to move it among our people. As the minister now has presented it, we must re-present it over and over again until we win over the majority
right.
of our people that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that would be necessary for us to go for ourselves.
For self. Amen.
And
well, listen,
and
while we have you, we're going to take a – we got a caller that's been holding for almost
yes,
the whole show. So let me bring the caller in, and then we'll continue. But
please.
I'm – the 214 area code, you are live on Elevated Places. I don't have my screener tonight, so I'm calling out area codes.
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Scary Trickmas and Nappy New Year. And tis the season to follow Farrakhan.
That's right.
As we look forward to Satan Claus not visiting our homes.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. The we've been, like you were talking about earlier, we've been redlined, gerrymandered, lynched, raped, enslaved, beaten, shootings down by the highway, as Elijah Muhammad would say. Everything is, all these things are done to us for one reason and one reason only. And that reason is we want these things to be done to us. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in one hair on his pinky finger, has enough wisdom and power to rebuild the universe. And this is why Jesus said, I've piped all day, but you have not danced. And we as black people, we enjoy being volunteer self-service slaves. Brother Nuri gave a lecture. Anybody that will listen to it, it's worth $5 million to whoever will listen to it. And in that lecture, he illuminated Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
Or black nigger slave to white folk syndrome, or capture bonding. And it is a psychological phenomenon in which the hostages express empathy and sympathy, fake love, and have positive feelings toward their captors, even to the point of defending them. Stockholm syndrome is a form of traumatic bonding which does not require a hostage scenario, but describes strong emotional ties that develop between two parties, where one party, on occasion, harasses, beats, threatens, enslaves, rapes, lynches, murders, abuses, or intimidates the other. Black nigga slave to white folk syndrome, or Stockholm syndrome, occurs when the victim submits to the aggressor, falsely believing that submitting will stop the threat. Everyone has this white supremacy disease. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan are the only men in history with the cure by telling you and showing you to submit to Allah instead of some devil cracker, or instead of submitting to some crazy white man's nigga.
Right.
Stockholm syndrome, or black nigger slave to white folk syndrome, can be seen manifesting 25% in how young black males hunt down, shoot, and kill each other, their own brothers and cousins. This syndrome is also manifested 75% in black females, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught. Now, put your seatbelt on real tight, please. Sex without love is rape. I repeat, sex without love is rape. This is why the Honorable Louis Farrakhan said, sisters, never lay down with a male that you are not sure you love, because the pain of childbirth is equal to the pain of death.
Yes, sir.
And you only get one shot at womanhood. And this means that without the relationship guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, black females are going to be raped. And by choosing a thug, gangster, criminal, drug, weed, and alcohol-using male that the white man glamorizes, romanticizes, and fantasizes in the media with the rape music, in reverse, and rebellion, psychology, pathology, and psychology that Willie Lynch mentioned, black females in turn get their revenge on black males, not in the streets, but in their wombs. Since 1972, black females have committed 336 million baby murders, abortions, 12,000 per day. At the same time, the Ku Klux Klan has killed 300 black has had 300 black murders, meaning that the black female, the modern black female, has been 100 times worse than the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, sir. Well, brother, thank you for that very, very powerful excerpt from Brother Nuri's lecture and from the teachings. That there's no commentary on that. It's just absolutely true, and it confirms again. It is time for us to separate.
Sure.
It is time for us to separate. Now, Brother Hafiz, something
yes, ma'am.
Is going on. I think this weekend in New York.
It's next weekend, Saturday,
next weekend?
December the
28th.
From
28th,
5
okay.
p.m., we will have our brother, the one, the only Reggie Reg, to come
do his
donations and bring his laughter, you know, killing him with laughter, we call it.
That's right.
In New York City. He was down in New Brunswick about a month ago, and now he'll be in New York City. And we invite everyone listening to us, travel from wherever you are. We've had a marriage and family program a few weeks ago with Brother Marcus and Sister Cecilia, and we had believers who came from Phoenix and Washington, D.C., and points east, west, north, and south. So join us for our Brother Reggie Reg at the National Black Theater, 2033 Fifth Avenue in Harlem, between 125th and 126th Streets, and it will be from 5 to 8 p.m. And for more information, 212-865-1200. You can go to extension 2206 or 2209 for more information. And we look forward to having a wonderful time with our brother.
And
oh,
Dr. Ava.
Superb. Yes, sir.
No, and that does sound wonderful. And I just wanted to make sure that people, you know, as Brother Hafiz said, we're analytical, Brother Abdul Hafiz. You can go to YouTube and look up the realness, the Farrakhan defense, the realness, the Farrakhan defense. It's a 3-minute YouTube video, and that shows Rosenberg doing that thing. But then you can go to New York representative for Farrakhan goes toe-to-toe with Hot 97 Morning Show, and that's the headline for the YouTube video. New York representative for Farrakhan goes toe-to-toe with Hot 97, and it got about 2,000 views, and it's going up right now. You can see that, and hopefully this will be aired tomorrow morning on Hot 97 in New York, and you can hear it. And the reason why I want you to hear it, because people always think that there's anger and yelling and these crazy representatives of Minister Farrakhan. Our brother represented him very well, very articulate, with love, and show him love, and even show Peter Rosenberg love, and the host love, and they had good commentary to the point that, you know, he agreed with Brother Hafiz, and Brother Hafiz didn't let him put any little slip, little sidebar, little left or right, to even make Brother Hafiz even agree that maybe the minister may have said something out of context, may did something wrong. Brother Hafiz stood a strong ground, and I do concur. Because, Dr. Ava, you are a lawyer. And because you're a lawyer, you have been trained and taught how to look at the evidence and look at the facts and not just go off of emotions. And I state that because you've been the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You have weighed, you have looked, you have researched, and you have analyzed the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and you can make an articulate and intelligent decision and representation of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so people can be very clear. You choose your words carefully as we watch the script that you write about defense in your teachings, so we're not just mere representatives of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but we are clear thinkers of who this man is, and we are bear witness and testifiers of his great works, and that's why we come out in defense of that man, because we can testify what we know. And you, as an attorney, we got one of the best in the Nation of Islam to defend the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's why we're here on Elevated Places.
Well, you know, Brother Terrence Ebro has sent word that it will be aired tomorrow. It should be between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. That's the busiest moment. Their demographics are between, some say 15 to 21. Others say 18 to 30 as well. Whichever it is, it will reach them. we thought about them, Sister Ava, as we spoke. The minister taught, Minister Farrakhan has taught us, you know, don't always answer the question, but answer the motive behind the question. And then God will be found there with you, and you'll be able to help to move others in the direction that they need to go. And so they said that they will clear things up. The whole goal was for them to see the minister in a different light and not to do these kind of spoofs about him and not to refer to him in such manner. And, you know, Brother Terrence, you know, Satan from within, whomever it may come from, will always try to skillfully turn us, and we have to be humble enough to be able to recognize it and allow Allah to use us to not go in that direction, because several times it was tried to continue to say, well, you must admit. And I said, no, I will not admit, no shape, form, or fashion. And, you know, that's how we have to move with our minister, and that's how we have to move, Sister Ava, with one another. You know, the minister would not love that we would defend him, but we would not defend one another in truth. You see, and in righteousness, because that shows that we're evolving as a nation. So we must come to one another's defense. And if you've not done it unto the least of thee, my brethren, you've also not done it unto me.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to go right back to the phones. We've got a lot of people lined up, want to join the conversation. And we've got the 678 area code. Welcome to Elevated Places. You are live.
As-salamu alaykum, Minister Ava.
Wa alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam, and as-salamu alaykum to Brother Terrence, Minister Abdi. This is Brother 7, Truth Allah.
Yes, sir.
I try to be as brief as possible.
Okay.
I wanted to come at the topic from the gentrification and the vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
there's
sir.
A congressman in Georgia who has made comments to whereas young children in the public school system should start either coming up giving a nickel, a dime, or something, even if it's just to sweep up the cafeteria so that they will understand for future generations that there is no such thing as a free lunch program. But they need to do those things in order those are on the free lunch roll program. This is a congressman. Next year, he's running for the Senate. Georgia, y'all please, y'all got, you know, the mentality and ideology of folks such as that. Not only do they need to be voted out of office, they don't need to further their advancement of any type of career where they are trying to attempt to serve the people. Because they're not serving, they're swerving the people.
Well, you know what, beloved? Newt Gingrich said that when he was running for president in 2012. He said the same thing. And this is why we have to get away from these people entirely. We really need to just abandon the political system. And you remember, those of you that are not old enough to have been present, but study recent history, when Minister Farrakhan accompanied Reverend Jesse Jackson in his quest for the presidency, when Jewish people threatened Reverend Jackson with death, okay, the minister was minding his own business, building up the nation, and they attacked Reverend Jackson. And the fruit of Islam protected Reverend Jackson. He was threatened with death simply because he desired the seat of the presidency. And I say all that to say that Minister Farrakhan told Reverend Jackson and black people, I've never voted. I'm going to do this time because really I want to show you and I want you to exhaust this system and see that it doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, I've got something in my back pocket. Well, we have voted and voted and voted, and finally we got a black man in the Oval Office, not once but twice. He is the most qualified and effective chief executive the United States ever had in its history. He's been completely unable to function because the white male-dominated government has sat down on him. They have met and agreed openly to destroy his presidency. Yes, this cracker down there in Georgia wants little black children to sweep floors so they can learn there's nothing free. This is how warped these people's mind is.
Mm.
We built this country for
That's
them.
Right.
They are the ones that need to learn what it means to work for a dollar, because they never have. But we just need to leave them alone. That should be the posture. Just tell people this is proof you need your own land, land that you can call your own, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, and as Minister Farrakhan is now, because what he had in his back pocket is what he has taken out now, Muhammad's economic blueprint for freedom from poverty and want. Then we won't need the little nasty free lunches. School food is poison anyway. But thank you, beloved, so much for the call. Yes. Unbelievable. These people are unbelievable.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Sister Ava, and they will continue to remain that way if we remain state, you see.
Exactly.
And they also must accept that we have to go. You know, they've gotten used to us being here.
Oh, say that.
They've gotten used to leeching off of us.
That's
and it reminds
exactly
us
right.
of the words of Minister Farrakhan that our rise represents their fall. But
and the wealthiest among them know that this so-called 1%, you know, we are aware of an underprivileged class, but there is an overprivileged class. We know, for example, the Walmart family, the Waltons, it's become common knowledge now that 6 members of the Walton family have a wealth that is greater than the lowest 40% of the American people's income combined. They each, I mean, isn't that amazing? Each one of them has, on the average, $40 billion in liquid assets. $40 billion. But as we're taught in our lessons, we love the devil because he gives us nothing.
Nothing.
Prime example, the lottery. Now,
please, Sister Ava, come on.
Oh, my God. So everybody is trying to win the lottery. Nobody wants to do for self. I'm just going to win the lottery. I'll play the lottery for 50 years. One day I'll win, even though I have as much chance of winning as a cow jumping over a moon. And isn't it interesting that a sister, finally somebody black, just when we're at the point and we're starting to talk openly, and you're hearing people on the radio say and TV, black people never win. See, the enemy listens to that.
That's
so
right.
Now a sister wins one half, two people win the award. They said they've never known a winner to step forward that quickly to claim the reward. But that's black folks. We're not going to waste time. But here's the point I'm getting to. This $600 million is our money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're saying about, you know, that's why the message said we love the devil because he gives us nothing.
That's right.
Statistically, black people fund the lottery more than any other group.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So we're jumping up and down and happy because he gave us back what was ours in the first place.
Then rob you when it comes time when they take the taxes out.
Exactly.
When $600 million, you probably will only take home $250
million. Oh, brother.
And then tell you that it goes to education, but yet there's still the dumbing down of our children and the American children. So what is it really
brother
going
to Brother Hafiz, thank you for that. You know what? They broke it down today. Which I've never seen them, like my husband said, I've never seen them put the whole thing up because they're so upset that this sister won this money.
Mm-hmm.
But they said after the federal income tax and 6% Georgia state tax is $120 million.
Ooh!
$120 million.
My God.
And that's not to say any of us would not love to have $120 million, but all we're saying is that it was ours in the first place.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm so glad you brought that up, because what happened to this, it's going into the education system.
Right.
That just fell by the wayside.
Of course. The schools still need books. They don't have number two pencils. They don't have gymnasium programs, but everything is going toward education.
Yeah,
they're a dollar on one
end
and a fool on the other. You know, as Allah says in the Quran, He says there may be some advantages in gambling, but the disadvantages outweigh the advantages. So we should stay away from it.
Absolutely.
So that touches your point that, you know, this is our own money that we're throwing away, and if we take back the money from Lotto and give it to economicblueprint.org.
Yes.
You take that money, which is more than $18.20, more than 5 cents a day, 35 cents a week, $18.20
right.
a year, round off to $20 if you like. Many of us do that with Lotto in 1 week, Sister Ava.
Oh, my God.
In 1 week. So if we just took away for a year and resume your Lotto and just give it to economicblueprint.org, we would see the systemic change and difference for our people.
Amen. And we won't see it without land ownership, because you can be as rich as you want. That rich is not wealthy. And as we talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
a brother called in, Brother Hafiz, and shared with us the statistics that 60 to 80% of NFL players and NBA players
–
5 years after they retire, they are bankrupt.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Not
That's
just
right.
living at a lesser standard, but wiped out.
That's right.
You
they,
know, because
the folks,
we
Ava,
get
double.
Caught up in that illusion. It's an illusion.
That's right. And now think about this, Sister Ava, with these new rules in the NFL. Where can you hit a player at now? No one should suffer a concussion. But is this contact sports or what? That's like saying in the field of pugilism, you only can just tap them in the head, tap them, but you can't really punch them with a right cross or uppercut. And so now players who are getting these large payouts are now being hit now, rather in the body, they're being hit in the legs, and their careers are being lost. And then the owners now don't want to pay them everything on their contract because now they're not getting the production out of them that they wanted,
yes.
but you changed the rules that's making other fellow players hit them in areas that they should not be hit at. Then they fine you.
Amen.
Little
oh
thing, and the fine is $25,000 at a minimum. And so when you make the point that you just made, these players can't afford that. So you get one fine, two fine, three fine, four.
Come
that's
on.
Nearly $75,000 to $100,000 in 1 year out of their pocket. They can't afford it.
You know what that is? That's sharecropping.
That's exactly
sharecropping.
Right. There you go.
See,
that's
because,
exactly right.
you know, we're still on the plantation. You know, this is why the white people are owners. They're
yes.
the owners.
Yes.
We're the players.
Yes.
I remember one of them referred to when the brother that was on the Detroit Pistons a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
when this cracker threw beer at him, and see we don't hear the chants and taunts in these arenas, which are filled with white men, because we can't
right.
afford these tickets.
That's right.
And so most of this audience is some drunk white men, and they're saying nigger and coon and all this kind of stuff. And so finally the brother couldn't take it. He went up in the stand.
That's
he
right.
was suspended and fined and,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. But there was an article in one of the Chicago papers, and it talked about a violation. It said when that player left that floor to step into the audience, he violated social order. Then he went on to say that the players are product. They're product.
Mm.
See, these are commodities. These are slaves.
That's
this
right.
is Chicken George in
That's
the 21st
right.
century.
That's right.
You know, so I'm glad you pointed that out about these NFL rules, because that's what Minister Farrakhan says. They make mischief by means of the law. So, so no matter what these talking heads tell us about keep voting and keep participating
mm-hmm.
in the system, when we begin to prevail, they change the law.
Indeed. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
What,
so like you
what
said,
would
those
make
fines,
us think?
Mm-hmm. Like you said about the fines, like they would
yes.
do in sharecropping at the end
That's
of the
right.
year. Well, boy, you owe me money because you owe me for rent, the
That's
groceries.
Right. That's right.
Because you shop on the plantation at the plantation store.
Indeed.
You know, yes, sir.
Indeed. You know, Sister Ava, what would make us think that having another black president after Obama, because he will be gone one day and we won't ever have him back,
right.
what would make us think that the next one would be respected when this one has been totally
exactly.
disrespected?
Exactly.
You know, the signs of God is written on the wall, that your kingdom has been weighed in the balance and it is found wanting in the modern-day context, that this is not right for us, and that we need separation and independence, and Allah is going to continue. His will not be frustrated. He will not be defeated. He will make us a nation out of this nation unto ourselves, because there is going to be no satisfaction for us, and there is none. That's why the great revelation in book form, Message to the Black Man from our Christ, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said to us in the section on prayer, it is better to separate than to teach our people prayer. It's not that he didn't want us to learn prayer, but he says as long as you keep praying, but you are long among your enemies,
Precisely.
Never
exactly.
achieve what it is you need to achieve when you get up off your prayers.
Right. It renders our prayers are for naught as long as we remain we're living with God's enemy. But
yes.
I'm going to the 919 area code, who's been holding for quite some time. You are live, 919, on Elevated Places.
As-salamu alaykum, family.
Wa-alaykum
salam. Brother Hafiz, this is my first time ever hearing you speaking. I've been in the nation about 22 years, and you said some profound things. But what I want, and I won't hold you long, I want to just bring up this book, Sister Ava, to you. This book was written in 1930, but it was just released in 2011.
Wow.
And the only reason it was released in 2011 because this man's great-nephew decided it was time to release it, and it's by Napoleon Hill, and it's called Outwitting the Devil. And he talks about, well, I'll give you a little bit. He interviews the devil once he got control of him and made the devil give up his secrets on how he controlled 98% of the world's population. And the devil told him his main three helpers are parents, preachers, and teachers.
Wow.
So I have a copy of this book that I'm going to send to the National Center for you, Saviors Day Gift, because I really, really want you to analyze
you.
It. And Brother Hafiz, if you send me your address or send it to Brother Terrence knows me, I will send you a hardback copy of this book as well. It
oh,
was
brother, thank you. You know,
what
Napoleon, Sister Ava, is the one that wrote the book, The Law of Success.
Exactly.
And he teaches in The Law of Success that there are those who have ideas and there are those who have wealth that need to be married together. For the people with ideas lack the finance to bring their ideas to fruition, but the people with wealth born into it have not been able to envision any ideas or new thoughts.
Boy,
so they marry themselves, and that's the term where marrying wisdom and wealth come together that produces a glorious future. And so it is said to be one of the books that the Savior Master Prophet Muhammad asked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to read. Of course, most of them were on the life of Prophet Muhammad, or the life of Muhammad, peace be upon him, but this is considered to be one of those that he asked him to read. So it's very ironic, my brother, that this would be out, and be honored to receive a copy of that and see how it bears witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Brother,
thank you,
beloved, so much. Yes, thank you. Brother Hafiz, I'm glad you told me that, because ever since I read this book, and you see the picture, I don't know if you ever seen the picture of Napoleon Hill, but when you see this picture and you do the math of 1930, he wrote this book before he wrote Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich is the title that's the most well-known, yes.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
But you know,
our Savior and Deliverer, my brother, Master Prophet Muhammad, the great Mahdi, the Almighty God, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is God Almighty, and the minister is like the mighty God, and we are there with him. Think of this. Master Prophet Muhammad was in America 20 years before he introduced himself to black people here
Detroit,
Michigan. And so he influenced and taught many persons, such as Judge Rutherford, others that led to the establishment of the Jehovah Witnesses. There are many others whom the Savior touched on many continents, and right here in America, who were all by his teachings, and these things now become revelatory in the modern time.
When you read this book, and you read what he says and how he controls, how the devil controls, and he interviews the devil throughout this book, it's going to really, really blow your mind how relevant it is right now, and that's why they say it's time to release it, because he was afraid of his life if he had released it in 1930. And that's why they didn't release it.
Thank you
so Brother
Terrence
had my information. I will send it to you.
Yes, sir.
Brother Alfie, give your information to Brother Terrence, and I'll send you a copy.
You'll have it tonight, my brother. Right. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, sir.
Thank you, Brother Kenneth from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Just got to give that shout out.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's why I love this show. It's a forum. It's not so much a talk show like in the host talking concept, even though we have brilliant guests like yourself, we have Brother Terrence, we have me and Dr. Ridgely and many of the ministers and many scholars, but the listeners always bring such wisdom. And it really, the minister did a lecture that's referenced in Brother Jibril Muhammad's article 2 issues ago, about the level of communication. In fact, I'm going to reference it when I teach on Sunday at Mas Mariam, that we've got to engage in a higher level of conversation. So I want to say, in case we end up just going off the air, I told the listeners at the beginning, we want to get some feedback from you on the program and how you like it and what you do like, what you don't like about the program. And in order to do that, what I'm going to do is give out an email address, and you can email us your information, either your phone number or your email, and we'll contact you to get from you your feedback on the program. Because even as we are growing and growing, we want to know why. You know, and make sure that we satisfy you and keep you happy with what is going on. So if you send, email me at Ava M Speaks, that's AvaMSpeaks, AvaMSpeaks@gmail.com. And so just send me that email and give me your suggestions and give me your feedback. And I'm going to give credit. The idea for this came from Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, that real communication means feedback. We can't say we've communicated until we've spoken in both directions. But all the callers I've got still holding tell me that we're doing well. And I want to say to those callers that I'm sorry we did not reach you today. Call us back next Thursday, and we'll see what happened on the 25th. We hope that you will be at home and be quiet while these people engage in their bizarre behavior. And it was a pleasant surprise and treat to have the New York representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the legendary Mosque Number 7, Student Minister Hafiz Muhammad, with us tonight, who is doing a wonderful job. Thank you, Brother Hafiz, and, of course, the Elevated Places team, both here on Blog Talk Radio and WVON 1690 AM, which is now carrying us live on Sunday afternoon. Thank you all for all that you do, and, of course, above all, thank the listeners, and may Allah bless all of us with love, light, and understanding in this crucial hour. And inshallah, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new week.